What laboratories must do to safeguard digital stem cell records? Preserving the integrity and confidentiality of digital records related to stem cell research is paramount for laboratories worldwide. Stem cells hold tremendous potential for regenerative medicine and therapy, leading to groundbreaking advancements. However, with the escalating threats of cyber attacks, laboratories must prioritize the safeguarding of these digital records. In this article, we will explore key strategies that laboratories can implement to enhance the security of their stem cell data. The importance of digital security in stem cell research. Digital security is increasingly important in stem cell research and clinical applications, primarily due to the sensitive nature of the data involved. Stem cell records can contain personal health information, proprietary research data, and intellectual property about novel therapies. A breach in this data can lead to severe repercussions, undermining the research and endangering patient safety and trust. The ramifications of cyber threats can be substantial, costing organizations not just financially but reputationally as well. The relationship between data breaches and research integrity cannot be overstated, making robust cybersecurity measures non-negotiable. As such, laboratories cannot afford to be complacent. To combat the complex landscape of cyber threats, you need to develop threat intelligence to mitigate cyber attacks. Implementing an effective information security protocol contributes to compliance with legal requirements and fosters an environment of trust in the research community. Strong encryption systems, access controls, and multi-factor authentication should be standard in any lab handling sensitive data. Regular cybersecurity training for staff can further minimize risks by ensuring that employees recognize phishing attempts and other common threats. Periodic audits and system updates are vital, as outdated software often provides entry points for cybercriminals. Risk assessments, understanding vulnerabilities. Conducting a comprehensive risk assessment is a fundamental first step for laboratories to identify potential weaknesses in their cybersecurity framework. This process involves evaluating the current technological infrastructure, staff training levels, and operational practices. Labs may determine which areas need urgent attention and develop an improvement plan by detecting these weaknesses. A thorough risk assessment will involve examining both internal and external threats. Internally, laboratory personnel must be trained in best practices for handling digital records responsibly. Externally, it is vital to stay informed about evolving cyber threat landscapes, which can include malware, ransomware, or phishing attacks targeted at sensitive research data. Risk assessments should be recalibrated periodically to accommodate emerging technologies and methodologies in cyber threats to ensure that laboratory defenses remain effective. Beyond policies and patching, securing lab endpoints is critical. Deploying the best free antivirus software on Windows workstations adds real-time malware, ransomware, and phishing protection, blocks malicious websites and files, and leverages behavioral detection for zero-day threats, helping researchers maintain data integrity without performance slowdowns or cost barriers. Data encryption and secure access protocols. Implementing data encryption is vital in protecting sensitive information stored in digital records. Encryption takes plaintext data and transforms it into a coded format, inaccessible to unauthorized individuals. This technology acts as a critical barrier against data breaches, ensuring that even if unauthorized access occurs, the information remains unreadable without the appropriate decryption keys. Establishing secure access protocols helps to control who can view or manipulate sensitive data. Role-based access controls, RBAC, allow laboratories to tailor user permissions according to their needs. This minimizes the number of personnel who can access stem cell records, significantly reducing the risk of internal threats. Combine encryption with stringent access controls, and laboratories can create a fortified environment for their digital records. Regular data backup and recovery plans. A proactive approach to data management includes implementing regular data backup protocols. Labs can guard against data loss from hardware malfunctions, human mistakes, and cyberattacks by making sure that data is regularly and securely backed up. It is advisable to adopt a multi-tiered backup approach that includes both on-site and off-site storage solutions for added redundancy. Having a well-defined data recovery plan in place means that laboratories can quickly restore compromised records. This strategy mitigates the impact of potential losses and reinforces confidence in the laboratory's operational effectiveness. Disaster recovery exercises should be conducted regularly to familiarize the team with procedures, ensuring they can act swiftly in the event of data loss. Employee training, the human factor. Understandably, while advanced technologies play a vital role in cybersecurity, employees represent an equally important line of defense. Laboratories need to invest in regular training sessions that keep staff informed about the latest cybersecurity trends and best practices. This training should encompass various subjects, from identifying phishing attempts to understanding the importance of password security. Encouraging a culture of cybersecurity awareness enhances the entire organization's vigilance in safeguarding digital records. Establishing clear protocols for reporting suspicious activities empowers employees to be proactive rather than reactive. Training should be ongoing to adapt to changing threats and to reinforce the importance of cybersecurity compliance in everyday tasks. Compliance, following legal and ethical standards. To ensure comprehensive protection for digital stem cell records, laboratories must adhere to all relevant regulatory guidelines and standards. Compliance with laws such as the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, in the United States secures sensitive health information and avoids the heavy penalties associated with breaches. Similarly, laboratories must remain updated on guidelines set forth by governing bodies regarding stem cell research and patient privacy. Meeting regulatory requirements is an ongoing process that extends well beyond implementing technical safeguards. Many laboratories strengthen their governance by using IT compliance services to operationalize requirements such as HIPAA, GDPR, and FDA 21 CFR Part 11. These engagements commonly include compliance gap assessments, control mapping to frameworks such as NIST CSF and ISO 27001, policy and SOP development, role-based access enforcement, secure backup and retention standards, audit-ready documentation, recurring risk assessments, and staff training. Taking a structured approach helps laboratories maintain continuous compliance, demonstrate the integrity and confidentiality of stem cell records, and remain prepared for external audits as research programs evolve. Staying compliant is more than just fulfilling legal obligations. It signals to stakeholders that the laboratory takes its responsibilities seriously. Implementing standardized procedures aligned with compliance requirements further reinforces the laboratory's reputation as a trustworthy and secure facility for conducting sensitive research. By understanding the importance of digital security, conducting thorough risk assessments, implementing robust encryption and access controls, maintaining effective data backups, training employees, and adhering to compliance regulations, laboratories can create a secure environment for their invaluable research. Protecting these records well ensures the success of ongoing projects and promotes trust within the medical and scientific communities.